You are here this morning with a lot of burden, Lord. And we know that before, by the time we leave this sanctuary this morning, Lord, all our burden will go in Jesus' name, Lord. As we are going to listen to your word, Father Lord, let everything reflect in our life, Lord. Lord, as I'm standing on your holy of mercy this morning, Lord, I want you to use much of mercy, Lord. Every word I'm going to speak, let it be your word, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Good morning, everyone. I can see all the beautiful faces this morning. And again, since everybody's ready for summer too, despite we're having rain. Thank God for everything. This morning, we are going to look at this, my service with God. You know, when I was sitting down there, and again, I was from Sunday school to the prayer session, I was asking myself that, have they looked at my thing that I've prepared, you know, for this morning? Because everything is just the same thing, you know. And God was just telling me that the Spirit of God is one. And again, when He gave me this word to share, you know, it had a purpose because I have to share this word this morning. And again, the title is My Service with God. You know, brethren, in our lives, there are many changing seasons, if you can agree with me. We go from feeling joyful and close to the Lord. You know, when this happens, say, you know, we are joyful. Then to grieving and feeling like it's distant. Sometimes when this happens, they start asking God, you know, why is this happening to me? I've been faithful. I've been doing everything I'm supposed to do. Then you think maybe God is distant to you. We wrestle with doubts, questions, wondering if God even hears us, or even if God is even real. Our faith decreases when we look around us, not up to God and His purposes. No Christian goes through this life without feeling weak in their faith at times. You know, we are all Christians in this story this morning. We have gone through some situations that, again, there's asking your faith. Remember this morning we were talking about, faith this morning. But what we can take comfort is knowing that God is with us. No matter the situation we find ourselves, God is with us. He's always with us in every season. No matter the season we're talking about, whether it's good or bad. Psalm 37, verse 3 to 9 says, I'm reading from the King James Version. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be deferred. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and shall give thee the desire of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as thee delight, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not themselves because of him whose prosperity in his way, because of the man who pretends wicked device to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for the evildoers shall be cut off. Because those who wait upon the Lord shall inherit in the earth. Hallelujah. Remember, I said the title of this sermon this morning is My Service with God. And I started by talking about different seasons that we can find ourselves. Brethren, I just want us to know that the choices we make have consequences. Choices have consequences. And I want you just to follow me the way I'm laying this. Just like an onion. You know, onion has many layers. Choices have consequences. It is not secret that if a man grows up abusing his wife and his kids, his son will likely do the same thing. Am I right? It is not a secret that if mom and dad abuse alcohol or drugs, their children will also do the same thing. Am I right? It is also not a secret that if a child's parents do not attend church or do not believe in Christ, their children will never do the same thing. You agree with me? Hallelujah. So the role of the parents in the family is a vital importance to the direction of a child. And whenever they will serve the Lord and have life worth living, children have to live from their parents. Now I said, my service to God. I just mentioned about consequences now, right? Let's open our Bible again to 1 Peter 4, verse 10 to 11. I know people will ask you, where am I going with this? Each of you use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speak, they should do as one who speaks the word, who speaks the very words of God. So I was talking about my service with God. Remember, I mentioned about seasons, and I mentioned about the family. So this morning, my service with God is through your family. My service with God is through your family. And no matter what you do in church, no matter what you do outside, but again, if your family is not serving God, you're hypocrites. Hallelujah. We are going to use the story of Joshua. But remember, I mentioned about something about choices have consequences. Remember that word? And I'm giving an example about parents, you know. So let's open our Bible to Joshua 24, verse 14 to 15. I'm going to read. So fear the Lord and serve him wholeheartedly. You see that word? Wholeheartedly. Put away forever the idols your ancestors worshipped when they lived beyond the Euphrates rivers and in Egypt. Serve the Lord alone. But if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose they whom you will serve. Who will you prefer the gods your ancestors served beyond the Ephraites? Or will it be the gods of the Amorites in those lands you now live? But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, if you look at that scripture you just read now, Joshua had made a choice for himself and for his family. So, what are these choices that are laid before Joshua? Serve the God that people worship before the flood. Serve God of the Egyptians. Serve God of Amorites. These are the choices that was laid before Joshua. Now, let me explain a little bit about who are the Amorites so that we understand where I'm going. So the Amorites were descendants of Emir. The Emir were the first son of Cana, the son of Ham. Ham was caused by Noah for sin. So you can see. So for Joshua, there was one real choice for him. I want you to listen carefully. There's one real choice for Joshua. So Joshua chose for himself, and he chose for his family. Joshua set an example on how others should choose. But he didn't tell them how to choose. But what he did, an example. Every man, woman, and child must choose to follow Jesus Christ himself. Joshua could choose to follow the Lord that he could determine that everyone in his household, you know, will also serve the Lord. But again, Joshua chose himself that for him, he will serve the Lord, and his family will serve the Lord. So you can see the consequences, you know, the consequences of serving the Lord, the consequences of choice, the choice you've made in life have consequences. In that chapter we just read, you know, if you go to the previous chapter, you will see that how God delivered them through the flood by Noah. We saw what God do by choosing them through Abraham. God preserved them through Joshua and his prince of Egypt. God delivered them out of bondage with Moses. God destroyed the enemy before them in the promised land. They are also saying that God's provisions, God's judgment, God's deliverance, God's step-by-step guidance through the world of wilderness. So, brilliant, sometimes we forgot what God has done for us. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves of the wondrous things God has done for us. So many Christian homes are broken. So many professing Christ live in divorce. So many Christians neglecting their own children. Choices has consequences. As consequence. So if you are the one, remember yesterday when we were having the workers meeting yesterday, we talked about what are the things we need to do for also our partnership with God. And somebody mentioned about having an altar in your home. Daily devotions in your home. If you don't do that, how can your children do it? How can your children serve God? Every student that sits down in this hall is a reflection of their parents. You know, if you come to the church, you dress well, you do this, and again, back home, you're a different person. And you want to say, okay, you're serving God. No matter how much I pray in the church, no matter what I do in the church, if you are not able to train your children according to the will of God, it's all vanity. We talk about the faithfulness of God. You may think, everybody may see you outside as, okay, you are so holy, 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 holy. But in the home, you are not holy in the home. Choices have consequences. Choices have consequences. Brethren, I want us, remember this morning we were talking about the condition for holiness. And there's a lot of things we mentioned this morning regarding that. And I remember that I mentioned that if we want to show the holy, go to take commandment and really take commandment. Let it start from home first. Let's start from home, sir. So the question is, how can me and my household serve God? How? That's the question. How can me and my household serve God? Number one, you have to grow together. You have to grow together. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10 says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and ye all speaketh the same thing, and there be no division among you, and that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." You have to go together. Speak the same things. When you call Jesus in the house, call Jesus in the house. Fellowship together in the house. Having family time at the beginning and the end of the day. You have to go together. Not show one another in faith and in love of Christ. Proverbs 8 verse 17 says, "I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me." As a family, let's give thanks to God for one another. You know, all of us were here this morning, now none of us in the hospital. Not that we are condemned to be in the hospital, but it was by the grace of God that all of us are sitting here this morning. The power for us to sleep in the night and wake up in the morning is not by our power. Some people are afraid they slept one night and again they didn't wake up. That will be our passion in the name of Jesus Christ. So we have to give thanks as well as a family. You know, everything I'm saying this morning is about your family. Family. I'm not talking about the external thing, but I'm talking about your family. Let's give thanks to God as a family, as one another. Psalms 103 verse 2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit." And you remember I mentioned that we have to go together. That means you have to read and study as a family together. Let's read the scripture together with your family. You see, everything I'm saying here, it is not new. But again, as a reminder, we are reminding ourselves. You must add this somewhere. Read your Bible, do this, do that. But again, this morning, I'm reminding you. But I don't know why God has me to remind all of us here this morning. As a family. 1 Corinthians 11:3 says, "But I will have loved you, and the head of every man is Christ. The head of woman is the man. The head of Christ is God." So, in the home, the man is the head. Now, I can see that we are not having many of our fathers here around. I can understand. And again, I think we need to pray especially for our fathers in the house that are not here. We understand the reason why they are not here. Most people, most of our fathers, they are working outside the city. But again, we need to pray that God should give us the peace. Because when there's a peace in the whole, when there's a peace, then again, everything will be here. That's how we understand that many fathers have to go and source for funds to raise the family. I can understand. But we need to pray for the fathers. That whatever they are looking outside here, God in his mercy will be able to provide it within here for them. Just now. There's nothing is impossible in the eyes of God. We just have to raise our voice in unity. We understand what's happening in the kind of economic situation around us. But we continue to pray. It is not their fault. Nobody's blaming anybody that's not here. No. But we do understand what's going on. But again, we just need to pray. Because God is the one that opened doors. God is the one that made that thing that is looking impossible to become possible. It shall be well with all of us. So, serving God is through our family. And whatever the choices we are making, there's a consequence with it. If you're a father, a mother, that you don't care about your family, on judgment day, no matter what you are doing outside, whatever you're doing in church, God will ask you. You know, the children given to us are the gift from the God. And they need to be nurtured in the will of God. So sometimes, some parents may think, okay, I don't have the time for these children. This way with us. So make a conscious decision to put the Lord first in all the family matters. In every family matters, put God first. You see, some of us, we think maybe we have some kind of a power that we can do things by ourselves. And again, when we now get to a crossroad, we start asking God, please help me, God. You did not ask God when you started the whole thing. But when you now get a problem, now it's okay, now God help me. Just ask yourself, if your son or your daughter brings something behind you, and maybe when that has an issue, daddy, mommy, I have this issue, do you inform your daddy, you know? So let's ask ourselves, and in everything we do, as a family, any decision we want to make as a family, let's put God first. Let's put God first. 1 Peter 3, verse 7 says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with according to the knowledge, giving unto the wife, unto the weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Matthew 6, verse 3 says, but ye seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. So, brethren, I just want us to remind us this morning, our service to God is through what? Family. Very, very important. Very, very important. And you see, no matter the situation you find yourself, if you truly pray through your family, of course you can call pastor to pray for you. Pastor will pray for you. But again, if you pray through your family, join hands together through your family, you will see how things will change. You will see how things will change. It is very important. Most of us, we forget that, when I find myself in a situation, I forget myself, okay, let me call my pastor. Let my pastor pray for me. Let me call this person. Let him pray for me. Have you prayed within your family first? Have you prayed within your family first? May God help us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, Lord. Before the day we are conceived, you know every one of us here. Even you gave us name that you are calling us, Lord. We know there's nothing we can do without you. And we love you, Lord. But our Lord, whatever situation that we are in, as a family, we are joining our faith together this morning, Lord. Father, let your divine will be upon us in Jesus Christ, Lord. I don't know whoever in this congregation this morning that says, my family is doing this, my family is doing that. Lord, you are the head of the family, Lord. Father, Lord, join them together, Lord. Join them together, Lord. Whatever the issues they may be arising in our families, Father, Lord, We are committing every family into you, Lord. Perfect our ways, Lord. Perfect our ways, Lord. Because we know that the only way we can serve you is through our family. It's part of it. If we want to serve you truly, we have to go through our family, Lord. Father, guide us through, Lord. We know we have your word, we have your scripture, Lord. But this morning we are calling your Holy Spirit. That your Holy Spirit should reside in each family's home in Jesus Christ, Lord. As we set up this week, Father, Lord, go before us, Lord. This week, it will come with the abundant blessing upon us, Lord. This week, we come with the new things in our life, Lord. I know there are some things you have been praying for. I don't know who is praying for something, but I know in this week, it shall come to pass, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. It shall be well with us, Lord. And I pray in Jesus Christ, Lord. Amen.
Let's give the Lord a hand. Let's give the Lord a hand. You are blessed, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much. I want to believe we have been challenged, church. Those of us that knows us very closely, we are a family-centric church. I don't know. I hope my grammar is right. We are family-centered church. And this is why we always say, we just